Hello, welcome to Text to Task Simplifying Education. I'm Gargi. Here's a question. What if learning English felt less like homework and more like an adventure? Imagine your students laughing as they act out a play, completing quests on a language app, or mastering new phrases while making a pizza. That's the kind of magic modern teaching methods can bring. Today, we are discussing everything from movement-based learning to cutting-edge digital tools. Let's face it, the way we teach and learn has changed dramatically. Gone are the days of rote memorization and dry textbooks. Today, it's all about engagement, creativity, and making the learning process as interactive as possible. So how do we bring this to English teaching? Stick with me and we'll explore methods that cater to every learner, kids, teens, adults. Let's start with something we all know and love, apps. Who hasn't tried Duolingo? But here's the thing. It's more than just cute animations. Apps like these use gamification. Think daily streaks, batches, and quests to keep learners hooked. Why does this work? Because it's fun, and fun keeps us coming back. But educators, here's the pro tip. Don't stop at apps. Combine digital tools with structured lesson plans for the ultimate win. Ever seen kids light up when they're asked to follow fun commands like jump or clap your hands? That's the total physical response method, or TPR, in action. It's especially effective for younger learners because it ties language to physical actions. Imagine this, you say touch your nose, and the kids do it while giggling. They're learning without even realizing it. And guess what? This isn't just for kids. Adults benefit too. Think yoga classes taught in English. Let's get creative for a second. What if I told you that language learning could involve making a mini garden, crafting posters, or even baking cookies? Here's how it works. As you bake that cookie, you're talking about ingredients in English. Words like spatula and flour suddenly stick because you have connected them to real experience. It's all about making learning tangible and delicious. Role-playing and dramatization. Where do I even begin? It's one of my favorite methods. Imagine your students acting out fairy tales or creating their own short skits. The language they learn, it sticks because they've lived it. Plus, acting builds confidence. It's not just about the words, it's about feeling comfortable using them. Here's a little science for you. Your brain loves repetition, but spaced out over time. Spaced repetition is a technique that helps you remember vocabulary and grammar long term. Start by revisiting new words an hour after learning them, then a day later, then a week later. The intervals increase, but the memory locks in. Simple, right? But also powerful. Have you noticed that kids learn to talk before they learn to write? That's the natural approach in action. It focuses on speaking first, creating real-life scenarios where learners interact in English. Think of a simulation where they order a coffee at a cafe or ask for directions. This method builds confidence and fluency in a way that textbooks can't. Here's the big takeaway. There's no one-size-fits-all method for teaching English. Whether it's using apps, acting out stories, or diving into virtual classrooms, the key is to know your learner. What excites them? What motivates them? Once you've got that, the possibilities are endless. That's all for today's episode, friends. I hope you found some inspiration in these modern teaching methods. Maybe you will try out TPR with your little ones or explore how spaced repetition can work for you. Whatever you do, remember this. Learning should always be an adventure. Thanks for tuning in. If this episode sparked ideas, I'd love to hear from you. Drop a comment, share this with a fellow educator, and make sure to hit subscribe. Until next time, keep innovating, keep inspiring, and most importantly, keep learning.